Bump. Welcome back to Kitchen Counter, where we are again out in the gazebo. It is quite a nice day here on the April 22nd of 2021.
It's a great Thursday. I'm on my first Thursday of back to work. That's fucking rad.
Back to work. Like the people work and work.
Mm-hmm. Like me work and work.
Yeah, you're really
like
working
like a people.
Working it.
Mm-hmm. I am working it.
Yeah.
So I'm standing on the corner, flipping one of those signs, working it in my spandex shorts.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job.
It's all right. I get free juice.
Hmm.
But
so you're working for a juice company now?
No.
Oh, people just bring you juice?
No, they do tire changes and oil.
Oh, but juice is just like a benefit of your job?
Well, they get that condensed orange juice.
Oh, in those, like, tubes.
Yeah, so just in the fridge there at my work.
Oh, so, like, when you need a rehydration break, you go get juice from the communal juice jar?
Yes. And what you don't finish, you just pour back in.
That,
because we don't like to waste.
Yeah, that sounds really economical.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and, you know, just, like, community-oriented.
It's kind of like those eating places in the South where they've been serving the same chili for 53 years.
Oh, yes. I went to a place like this in Vegas that Gross. Had, like, the oldest, like, seafood stew ever to continue on a cauldron or some such nonsense. Anyway, it was good soup.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, they had, you know, I think over 100 years of
souping?
Just souping in the same pot.
Simmering soup in the same pot?
It begs the question, do you think they would take people's leftover soup and throw it back in the pot?
How else would you make a soup last 100 years?
Well, you keep adding to it, but supposedly you're getting new things to add to it. Because can you imagine how rubbery?
Oh, it's like that ship where it's like when you replace everything, is it still the same ship? So you've completely replaced the soup. It's been made in a pot that serves soup for 100 years.
And they don't clean the pot out. Mm. They just continue to add to it.
Bachelors.
They don't ever shut it off. It's like the eternal crock pot.
Mm, that sounds like a song that like Queen should have done.
People purposely travel to Vegas.
For the eternal crock pot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went there for my cousin's wedding, and I thought it was a really interesting... I don't remember everything clearly, given it was Vegas, but I do remember...
Are you sure it was because it was Vegas, or that maybe you ate 100-year-old soup, and it just fucked your shit up, and you're still 20 years recovering later?
That was the last meal I think I had before I got the 24-hour sickness. I went there for dinner, and I stayed up all night playing craps and, well, learning how to play these games, these gambling games. And then I had these big dreams of going to this awesome thrift store that I had heard about there called The Attic. But the next day when I woke up, I was, like, wrecked and puking and just crapping myself. And I called my cousin's wife, and I was like, listen, I don't think I'm going to make it down for breakfast.
Did you call her on the telephone, or did you just, like, crawl into the hallway and bellow?
Oh, no. They had a nice suite. I wasn't on the same floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you in the same hotel?
Yes. We golden nuggeted it.
I don't know what that means.
A golden nugget. That's where we stayed.
That's a place?
Mm-hmm.
The golden nugget?
Golden nugget.
Because you're going to win gold when you go to Vegas?
Yeah. I paid for my trip, and I came back with $50 plus. But I didn't get to go to the thrift store, and I spent one day of 3 days just being sick as sick can be.
That sounds like a real good time.
I just wonder, was it the soup now? Because I always...
You never thought, was it the soup that's 100 years old?
No, I could just...
The seafood?
I attributed it to the fact that I was touching all of these machines and stuff that all these other people...
Oh, you thought touching. You were getting the germs from the humans, not the 100-year-old seafood.
From the gambling machines.
Right.
I figured 100-year-old seafood's probably super safe, like the safest. You know, because it's well cooked. Like, I'm not dying of a...